The storm moved under them. Milton descended to 200 feet where the ground could be seen in patches. A gust blew them sideways, literally yanking the Cessna to one side, and Nate realized how helpless they were. He saw a white object below and yelled and pointed, "A cow! A cow!" Jevy screamed the translation to Milton. They dropped through the clouds at 80 feet in a blinding rain and flew directly over the red roof of a house. Jevy yelled again and pointed to something on the side of the plane. The airstrip looked to be the length of a nice suburban driveway, dangerous even in good weather. It didn't matter. They had no choice. If they crashed, at least there were people nearby. They had spotted the strip too late to land with the wind, so Milton muscled the plane around for a landing into the face of the storm. The wind slapped the Cessna around and practically stalled it. The rain reduced visibility to almost nothing. Nate leant over for a look at the runway and saw only the water drenching the windshield. At 50 feet, the Cessna was blown sideways. Milton fought it back into position. Jevy yelled, "Vacha! Vacha!" In the flash of images before they hit, Nate saw a boy with a stick running through tall grass, soaking wet and frightened, and he saw a cow running away from the airstrip. He saw Jevy brace himself while staring through the windshield, eyes wild, mouth open, but no words coming out. They slammed into the grass but kept moving forward. It was a landing, not a crash, and in that split second, Nate hoped they would not die. Another gust lifted them 10 feet into the air. Then they hit again. "Vacha! Vacha!" The propeller ripped into a large, curious, stationary cow. The plane flipped violently, all windows bursting outward, all three men screaming their last words.